من أحب الحسن والحسين فقد أحبني ومن أبغضهما فقد أبغضني. It's a very, very lovely, interesting, important, and valuable hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him. And it has been narrated in Musnad Ahmad and Musnad Al-Tiyalisi, in Al-Mustadrak, and many other Shia Sunni books, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Prophet is informing us that anyone who loves Hassan and Hussein, so is as though he has loved me. Loving Hassan and Hussein is equal to loving Prophet, peace be upon him. So if anybody is saying, I only love Prophet and I don't love Hassan and Hussein, so actually he's not loving the Prophet, peace be upon him too. Because Prophet is saying, Man ahabba al Hassan wal Hussein. Whoever loves Hassan and Hussein, it is as though he's loving me. Love of Hassan and Hussein is equal to my love. My dear brothers and sisters, having love of Ahlul Bayt in our hearts is very important. This is Prophet who is saying love of Hassan and Hussein is equal to my love, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is saying, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah is saying, O Prophet, say to the whole people who've come to give you the reward of Prophet, tell them that I don't want anything. Allah is asking, what is Allah asking for the reward of Prophethood? Allah is saying the reward of Prophethood is love. Mawadda, not ordinary love, extreme love. I don't want to explain what's the difference between Mahabba and Mawadda. Allah is saying Mawadda. Extreme love with Qurba. Who are Qurba? Different Shia Sunni narrations are informing us that Prophet was asked, Man hum al-Qurba? Who are Qurba? Prophet said they are Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein alayhim alayhi wa tahiyyatum as-salam. So we should have love of Ahlul Bayt in our heart. Unfortunately, today, our children, our youth, they sometimes love some footballers, some cricketers, some Bollywoodists, some Hollywoodists, some other people. Do you know what's the reason? The reason they read, listen, or watch their good qualities more than the virtues, fada'il of Ahlul Bayt. Because anything, if you listen to the virtue and fada'il of any person, you start loving that person. I remember I once asked a few brothers from Pakistan, India, I said, among our 12 Imams, whom do you love most? They said, Imam Ali and Imam Hussein. What's the reason why he does? I said, don't you love Imam Hassan? He said, yeah, I love them, but I love Imam Ali and Imam Hussein the most. The reason, daily basis, every time, Muharram, Rajab, Shaban, every time we listen for fada'il of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Every time we listen, masail of Imam Al Hussein alayhi wa fatahatu wa salam. So we start loving them too much. And unfortunately, either the scholars don't talk about other Imams, or we don't do researches, we don't read about other Imams, so we don't know the fada'il of Imams, and because we don't know the fada'il virtues of other Imams, so we don't have that great and high level degree of love for other Imams. Okay, now I'm going to ask you, and this is a competition between brothers and sisters, boys and girls, let's see who is clever, women or men. I want virtues, fada'il of Imam Al-Hassan at the end of the speech. Anybody who brings me good, lovely, new, important fada'il of Imam Al-Hassan among the brothers and among the sisters, at the end we have one gift for the boys and one gift for the sisters. Stop thinking, how many fada'il of Imam Al-Hassan do I know? Why do we talk about fada'il virtues of Ahlul Bayt so we increase the love of Ahlul Bayt? Today, as I said, the youth love the footballers, cricketers. Why? Because they see, oh, such and such actor, such and such actress, such and such footballers. Oh, he helps the needy people. He helps the poor people. Such and such cricketer had helped the ill people. So I love him because he's a good and kind person. While they don't know that they are nothing. These cricketers, footballers, these Bollywoodists, Hollywoodists, actors, actresses, they are nothing. The biggest heroes of the world are minus zero in front of Ahlul Bayt. They are incomparable. You cannot compare them with Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt, Imam, are so great. They have so power. They have so many virtues that you cannot even imagine. Now let's talk and listen about the virtue of Imam al-Hasan, fadail of Imam al-Hasan, so that the love of Imam al-Hasan increases in our heart. He's so powerful. How kind is he? How merciful is he? It has been narrated that once one of the mu'mineen, a mu'min man, he was an astronomer. He had an arrow and bow in his hand, and he was looking towards the sky. And he was ready to just shoot the arrow on the wall. Imam Hassan was just passing by him. So Imam al-Hassan asked him, "Hey, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh my master, it is a very good opportunity for me to become very wealthy and rich." Imam said, "What's happening?" He said, "Oh my master, you know I'm an astronomer. Okay, I'm a scientist of space. So according to my knowledge, every 100 years, just once in every 100 years, two stars collide with each other. And if at that time you shot an arrow on any wall, no matter how big is that wall, that will become gold. Mawla Harib, you also bring a bow and arrow and shot the arrow on some walls, so we become rich and wealthy." Imam saw that this man has love of wealth in his heart. So Imam wanted to guide him. He said, "Oh my master, it's a very good opportunity to become rich. If you just shot an arrow on the wall, no matter how big is it, when those two stars collide, and that happens just once in 100 years, and never happens again until the next 100 years, so you'll become rich." So he was looking towards the stars and ready to just shot the arrow. The stars collided with each other. He was just ready to shot the arrow. Imam stopped him, and Imam did not let him to shot the arrow. Now just imagine if you were at that place, you know, the whole wall of your house was just going to be golden, and you were going to be the richest person, and Imam is stopping you. What would have you said? "Oh my master, please let me become rich. I want to become wealthy." Imam stopped him. He said, "Oh my master," and the stars separated. He said, "Oh my master, I waited for this moment since a long time, and now it's not going to come back again until next 100 years. I lost my chance because of you. Why you didn't let me to just shoot the arrow and become richest person of that time?" Imam said, "Give me bow and arrow." Imam picked up the bow and arrow. Imam was just pulling the arrow to shoot it towards the wall. The man said, "Oh my master, something new. Something very new. What happened?" He said, "Oh my master, for the first time, again, the stars started colliding each other. So hurry up, Allah has given me another opportunity. Throw the arrow, shoot the arrow, and I'll become the richest guy of the world." Imam again did not shoot the arrow, the stars separated. The man said, "Oh my master, I don't think we'll get this chance again. You lost my both chances." Imam said, "Don't worry." Again, Imam picked up the bow and arrow. As Imam was pulling the arrow to shoot it on the wall, the man saw again the stars started coming near each other. Now the man find out that it's not the stars who are coming to each other, it's not the stars which are colliding each other, it's Imam al-Hasan. It's the power. When Imam is pulling the arrow to shoot it on the wall, at the same time the stars are coming near each other. First he thought it was just something extraordinary. Once again it happened. But when he checked the situation, Imam is pulling the arrow, the stars are coming near each other. Imam is leaving the arrow, the stars are getting separated from each other. He said, "Oh my master, it was your power." Imam said, "Look, we have this power that we don't need the stars to come to each other. We don't need the bow and arrow. If we just intend, if we just do the intention, if we just wish this wall changes to gold, it will change to gold." And according to narration, Imam just said, "If we wish the wall changes to gold, the wall started changing to gold." And Imam said, "Oh wall, I did not ask you to change into gold. I was just explaining for him that if we wish, we can do this."